This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki calls all-side meeting at 4 p.m. today. Discussions to centre on preparations for upcoming House of Representatives election. Nepal urges strong financial and integrated support for least developed countries' transition to developing status. Lumbini Lions taking on Janakpur Bulls in today's day-night match of NPL, and Russian President Putin and Indian Prime Minister Modi holding talks in New Delhi with focus on sanctions and trade. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki has called on an all-side meeting today as part of the preparations for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March next year. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting will be held at 4 p.m. today with the participation of Genji representatives, political parties, security agencies, the Election Commission and other representatives from various sectors. The government has been holding regular consultations with multiple stakeholders to ensure smooth conduct of the election. The Election Commission has already published the election schedule with major political parties including the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Madhesh-based parties have begun their election activities. Meanwhile, with 90 days remaining for the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has stepped up its preparations. Under the proportional representation system, parties can apply from the 6th of December with the deadline set for the 7th of December from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. rather. The list of applicant parties will be published on the 10th of December. Parties will submit their closed list of proportional candidates on the 28th to 29th of December, and the final list will be published on the 20th of January next year. According to Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, under the first past the post system, candidate nominations will be registered on the 20th of January, and the final candidate list with election symbols published on the 23rd of January. Nepal has underlined the need for strong financial and integrated assistance as least developed countries, LDCs, move towards developing status. At high-level discussion in Doha on building global partnerships for sustainable development of LDCs, Foreign Ministry's Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, also the chair of the LDC group, said such support is vital for ensuring a smooth and sustainable transition. The meeting was organized by the Office of the United Nations High Representative for Least Developed, Landlocked Developing Countries and Small Island Developing States, in coordination with the Qatar Fund. According to the Foreign Ministry, Secretary Rai also met Deodat Maharaj, Managing Director of the United Nations Technology Bank for LDCs. He expressed Nepal's expectation for continued support from the bank to help the country graduate from least developed country status to developing nation status. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday have begun a day-long summit in New Delhi, with talks focused on trade ties and Western sanctions linked to the Ukraine war. This is Leader Putin's first visit to India since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Russian President Putin has been welcomed to India with a 21-gun salute and a guard of honor ahead of talks with Indian Prime Minister Modi. According to Al Jazeera, the visit comes as India seeks relief from possible US sanctions over its purchase of Russian oil, while Moscow aims to deepen ties with New Delhi. Officials say both sides are working to raise bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030, up from a record $68 billion in 2024. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin has warned that Ukraine must withdraw its troops from the eastern Donbas region, or Russia will seize the territory by force, rejecting any compromise on the issue. According to the BBC, in an interview with India Today, Putin said Russia would either take control of the region militarily or Ukrainian forces would have to leave. Moscow currently controls about 85% of Donbas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has ruled out ceding any territory. Leader Putin's remarks came after US President Donald Trump said recent talks between Russian and US officials in Moscow were reasonably good. The Kremlin said it is now waiting for Washington's response to the discussions, adding that no call between Putin and Trump is currently scheduled. Chinese President Xi Jinping and French President Emmanuel Macron have pledged to deepen cooperation on global issues during their meeting in the southwestern Chinese city of Chengdu today, ahead of France hosting of the G7 summit next year. According to Al Jazeera, leader Xi hosted Macron outside Beijing in a rare move as the French leader concluded his three-day visit to China. The two leaders, along with their spouses, also shared loans in an informal setting. Macron said he was very touched by Xi's gesture, calling it a break from usual protocol. On Thursday, the two leaders met at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, where they held serious discussions on ending the Russia-Ukraine war and on international trade. Now, sports update. Lumini Lions are taking on Jonakpur Bulls in a day-night match of the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL at the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Stadium at 4 p.m. Lumini Lions, with 6 points from 6 matches, must win today's game to keep their playoff hopes alive. A victory for Lumini will also eliminate Pokhara Avengers, Chitwan Rhinos and Jonakpur Bulls from playoff contention. Jonakpur have so far managed only 2 points from 5 matches and are already struggling in the tournament. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kushi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, with mainly fair weather in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Karki calls all-side meeting at 4 p.m. today. Discussions to centre on preparations for upcoming House of Representatives election. Nepal urges a strong financial and integrated support for least developed countries' transition to developing status. Lumini Lions taking on Jonakpur Bulls in today's day-night match of NPL. And Russian President Putin and Indian Prime Minister Modi holding talks in New Delhi with focus on sanctions and trade. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.